Hamza.
Thank you. Put those hands together. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Father, well, thank you for the privilege you have given. Thank you, Lord, for open heavens. Thank you for the open door into every possession humanity has lost. And you are bringing back to everyone. We're asking, Lord, you give us eyes to see the open door. Give us hearts to understand our possession in Christ. Now all things are ours. And tonight, brother, sister, man, woman, everyone, receive this possession. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God has blessed you. You can sit down. Tonight we come to one verse of scripture that will lead us into our possession. Tonight I'm talking to you on the plentiful possession of supernatural supply. Many people associate crusade with just one subject, the subject of salvation from sin. Another way say it, the subject of being saved by grace. And I think when you hear that, that is all that should be treated in a crusade. But I've discovered as I read the New Testament that the Sermon on the Mount was given to people in the plain. They all sat like you're sitting, and he gave them the word, the whole word. He didn't come to speak only for forgiveness and freedom and healing. Yes, he did. But he went beyond that. I checked up in the Bible and I see that the prayer Jesus prayed, he prayed for the church, he prayed for the world, it was for everyone. And so when we talk of supernatural supply, you are a believer, you are going to have your supply. You are a newcomer. You just heard a crusade is going on. They call it GCK. And you are here. Welcome. You're going to have your supply. You've been walking on the way to life eternal, in life eternal. And here you are. You're getting tired. You're getting weary. Your legs are paining. It's like your head is turning as if, can I take another step? You'll take more than one step. Because tonight we're going to talk on the plentiful. Plentiful. Not scanty, not little, not just a drop of blessing. Plentiful possession of supernatural supply. I'm looking at John chapter 10, and we're looking at verse 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to start from the middle. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it, tell me now, more abundantly. He said, I am come. He announced the purpose of his coming. He announced the outcome of his coming. He announced and said, I am come. And when Jesus said, I am come, he was referring to giving us back everything we lost from the time of Adam and Eve. Let me go to the beginning of the verse. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He came to the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, representing humanity. They had something, they possessed something that he envied. They had life, they had the life of God. They had the life of godliness. They had life in abundance. They had the likeness and the nature of God. They had the whole universe that God said, subdue that universe. They had power, they had authority. And Satan looked at that command, one man called Adam, with one woman called Eve, have all these. And then all the animals created by God, think about that, all the animals of the world, God brought them and God said, Adam, I will not give any name to them. The name you give to them is final. I'm telling you that that man had authority, had power, had knowledge, and he had health. He stood there. Think about all the animals of the world passing by. That one is a lion, that one is elephant, that one is hippopotamus, that one. The name just rolled out. One man in God's creation, and it was to subdue the earth, explore the earth, all the minerals of the earth, everything. He was to find the scientific instrument that would dig everything up. And Satan was jealous of that. And then God made a home for Adam and Eve. Peace. Think about that. Universal peace and perfect peace. Purity. There was no sin. There was no transgression. Power, authority, and strength. He woke up in the morning and he was never weak. Strength and health was given to him. And now Satan felt, this is too much for one man. That's where the problem came. God is going to load you with blessing in this crusade, that the jealous people, the envious people, they will say, this is too much for one little man there, little woman there. The freedom that God will give you, the love of God that he'll put in your heart, and the liberty that he will give you, and the sufficiency that he will give you. The people that do not understand how everything just flows to you, I'm saying plenty, possession, flowing to you. And Satan felt, this is too much. Peace, purity, power, authority, dominion, health, and everything was available, not only for Adam, but for Eve. My dear daughter there, my sister there, mother there, the peace you've never enjoyed tonight, it will come. And so Satan came. He wanted to steal their joy. He didn't announce his purpose. He just asked a question. What do you eat? You have liberty to eat everything here in the garden. Yes, Eve said, we have the liberty. The conversation, while they were talking, he wanted to draw away and take away everything they had. And then Eve kept talking, and Satan kept taking. By the end, just said, seal the matter, take that fruit. Unfortunately, she took that fruit. The enemy, the thief, came to steal and then to kill. Now, when we say kill, did Eve die physically? No. But her joy was killed. Her confidence was killed. Her trust was killed. Her buoyancy in life, just like walking and floating on the air, everything killed. Hope was killed. And then it says, and to destroy, everything destroyed. No home in the Garden of Eden. But Eve did not realize in time. When Satan stole what she had, Satan used her to steal what Adam had. Adam was the king of the universe. He was the one in complete authority. He was the one that had power unchallengeable here on earth. Everything gone. They were driven out of the Garden of Eden. But God will not give up on man. God will not give up on you. Whatever deception of the devil that came to your life and you succumbed and you say, I'm a sinner, I'm a backslider, I've gone down, there's going to be a lifting up today. Because God will not give up on you. Say, God will not give up on me. All of heaven, God sought somebody that will come and reverse everything Satan had done. No angel was available. Why? Because Lucifer that became Satan, he was the head. And sending an angel is like sending his junior. It's like sending his servant. It's like sending the people he had been controlling before to say, go and reverse what he did. But when Lucifer was Lucifer up there, he ruled over the angels, there was somebody he never ruled over. What's his name?
Jesus,
the King of glory, the King of heaven, the King of the whole universe. Satan was not an equal, and Christ was not an equal. Far, far above, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so Christ, the Son of God, was higher than that thief, higher than that robber. And Christ came. Please help me shout, Christ came. Before this, John chapter 10, Christ, or before this, verse 10, he had said, I am the door. I am the way unto life. He is the door. And as he came, he said, I am come that they might have life. He comes to you, you come to him, life will begin. Amen. Eternal life, supernatural life. After that, everything associated with life, life in God, healing will come. I said healing will come. It's not that we struggle and we try and we cry. Just by his coming, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it. Tell me. Tell yourself the more abundant life. There is healing there. There's health there. There's miracle there. There is deliverance there. There is dominion there. That's why it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice while the message is going on, even before we say the final amen, and you say, I open the door of my heart, come in, Jesus, coming today, coming to stay, coming to abide forever. Life will come in there. Amen. Healing will come in there. Amen. Miracle will come in there. It says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Joy in your heart. Amen. Happiness in your heart. Amen. Health in your body. Provision in your life. This coming year, December is running to an end. January will come. The job, profitable job you have to do, is now available. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, it now says, but my God shall supply how many of your needs? My God, the God who is good enough, thoughtful enough to send this only begotten Son to you. My God, the God who is able to overlook my life as Saul and turned me to Paul. My God, that justifying God, that saving God, that merciful God, that God that supplies salvation to me of all people. Paul was saying, I shouldn't have been saved. I was injurious, I was a murderer. And yet there is a merciful God in heaven that looked at me. In fact, he caught me when I was going to do a terrible, evil thing. And he called my name. I stopped. Who knows my name up there? And I said, who are you, Lord? He knew it was Lord talking from heaven. And he said, I am Jesus. He came to him. He has come to you. And so he said, that God of mercy, that God of love, that God that renewed and changed and rejuvenated my life, my God shall supply all your needs tonight. All your needs today, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's why we come to this session talking about the plentiful possession of supernatural supply. Supernatural supply. What do you have tonight? I said, what do you have tonight? Supernatural supply of salvation, of healing, of deliverance, of power, of all possibilities, just tonight. Look at 1, 2, 3 things. Number one is the process of supernatural, super abundant supply. Look at number two. Number two is the possession of superseding sanctification. Number three is the price of supernatural strength. A whole package for you. I hope you have enough bag to put this and this and that, because tonight your cup is going to overflow. Look at number one. Number one is the process of super abundant supply. Look at the word of God, super abundant supply. It will come upon your life. Psalm 23 from verse 1. In Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. When you turn away from powerless power, when you turn away from the deceiver who is saying, eat that and you will have your eyes open. Now you have to turn away from him. When you repent and you say, Jesus, all other entities have tried to be my Lord, but they sought out every good thing out of my life. So you turn away from all the lords that tried to dominate your life in the past. Substance was a lord over you, and you spent your money, you spent your health, you spent everything so that that substance had drugs can be there. All those things that people brought, they had lordship over your life until you could not control your life. But you turn from every lord and you say, now the Lord. Did you see that there? L O R D, all in capitals. The Lord, the God of heaven, the Lord who gave his life for you, the Lord now is my shepherd. It has to be personal. You have to personally say, whatever others do, whatever others do not do, the Lord is, tell me the next word there, my shepherd. Personal trust in God, personal faith in God, personal surrender of your heart, your soul, your mind, everything unto the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You must say that. Say it with a good, good voice. Say it with a happy voice. Then it says in verse 2, it says, he maketh me to lie down. There is peace now. You'll lie down. No confusion anymore. No condemnation anymore. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Your pastures will never dry up. He leadeth me beside the still waters, the refreshing water. Refreshing water of life will come to you. And then it says in verse 3, it says, he restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. You understand? Adam and Eve were driven out of the Garden of Eden, and the children were born outside. There's no peace outside, no joy outside, there's no rest outside. The outside, the garden, is wilderness. But now, as you come to the Lord, he restores your soul. Look up here. I'm happy for you, because tonight is the night of your restoration. You're weak, you're weary, you're tired, you're stumbling, you couldn't stand, no strength to stand, no backbone to stand. And tonight it says, forget the past. He will restore your soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Say amen.
Amen.
Not because of your tears. Could my tears forever flow? My zeal, no respite, no. All these for sin cannot atone. For his name's sake. Because what Christ has done. Not because of what you're doing. I pay money to the church. Good. Not because of that. I've gone to Jerusalem on pilgrimage, good, not because of that. I've taken the water of River Jordan and I drank, good, but not because of that. He leadeth you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, because of himself. And he cannot deny himself. Because of that, he's going to lead you in the path of righteousness. A man, a woman that did not know how to be righteous, how to be holy, how to be proper, he restores you. And then he holds your hand. Show him your hand. As I show him your hand, he'll hold your hand and lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Look at verse 4. In verse 4, these are the people that make the Lord their shepherd, make the Lord their savior, make the Lord their sufficiency. And they say, I depend on you, I trust in you, I give myself unreservedly unto you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil, because now I walk through the shadow. Before he becomes your Lord, all those valleys are real valleys of death. Not shadow, they're real danger everywhere. But now that Christ becomes your Lord and Savior, you're walking through the valley of the you know, I've seen some things before. The shadow, let me use the word picture. The picture of a lion cannot kill you. Are you afraid of the picture of a lion? The picture of a sword cannot kill you. It's just a picture. It cannot kill you, but the sword itself, be careful. That thing is dangerous. That thing is terrible. But now, because Christ is now your Lord and Savior, if you ask him to come in, if you take him as your Lord and Savior, he says, I walk through now. Do I see any evil? It's only shadow. The shadow will not bite you. Say amen, amen. The shadow will not destroy you. The shadow will not cut a minute out of your life. Now, I now understand, because Christ is mine and he is the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings, and he stays with you and he abides with you. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. When he becomes your Savior, he becomes your Lord, he is with you all the time. Say amen.
Amen.
And thy rod, when the sheep sees rod in the hand of the shepherd, it's like the Israelites saw a rod in the hand of Moses. The rod in the hand of Moses is not to strike Israel. The rod in the hand of Moses is not to whack and break the head of the Israelites. The rod is to open the Red Sea for you to pass on. The rod is to strike the rock so water will come out for you. And so his rod comforts me, and the staff in the hand of the shepherd is just to direct the sheep. It's not to kill the sheep. Go this way. From now on, there's guidance for you, good direction for you. You will not be lost in the jungle of the world. Look at verse 5. In verse 5, it says, thou preparest the table before me. Are you hungry? He'll prepare a table before you. No job, he prepares a table before you. There's scarcity in the land, he prepares a table before you. Thou preparest the table before me. It counts so special. I said it counts so special. When you make him special in your life. He prepares the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Your enemies will see the goodness of God in your life, the grace of God in your life, the power of God in your life, the protection of God in your life. Thou anointest my head with oil. The anointing will not stop in your life. That anointing tonight on your head will break all the works of the devil, destroy all the works of the devil, and the anointing will break every yoke. Curse forever broken. Yoke forever broken. Remember, this is the possession of the people that say, Jesus will be my Lord. And then it says, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. Your tears will dry up. Joy will run over. Sorrow, sadness will dry up. In the past, you looked at that, that's sorrowful. You looked at that, that's sad. But now, gladness, amen. Joy, amen. Peace, amen. And everything you need to make life happy, life hilarious, life joyful. My cup runneth over. Here is the process of that super abundant supply. What Christ has done that now comes into your account because you make him the Lord of your life, and you will not stop the joy, the supply here as you cross over. You know, there's crossing over in life. When you went to primary school, you crossed over to the secondary, to the high school, junior. And when you finished junior, you crossed over to the senior secondary school. You finished that, you cross over, and you crossed over to university. When you finish that, you cross over to postgraduate. When you finish that, you cross over. And then there's youth service, you cross over to. After that, you're always crossing over to a better life. Always crossing over to a higher life. And then, you know, you cross over to being a married man and a married woman. That marriage is coming. And then you cross over to childbearing. And then you cross over to abundant supply. And eventually, God says, I've finished your mansion on high. Come over. And then at that time of crossing over, you are saying bye-bye. You are smiling to other people. You are not saying, okay, I'm going. You're going to a better place. And that's why it says in verse 6. In verse 6, it tells us surely. Somebody help me shout surely. There is surely in your life. When you give that heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's no shadow of doubt in your mind that you belong to the Lord, and he says, surely, at the time you are crossing over, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. A new life is beginning. And then, as you come, the next years of your life, goodness and mercy. Goodness will be looking for you. Mercy will be looking for you. People who are going to do good, scholarship, my students there, scholarship was searching for you. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And by the grace of God, goodness in the life of daddy and mommy, goodness in the life of the children, goodness, mercy shall follow who? Shall follow who? Tears will not follow you. Harassment will not follow you. Fear will not follow you. He says, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Tell me. Tell me. Just to help you, just to help you, divide your life into decades from 0 to 10. If you know the Lord now at 7 years of age, from that time, the first decade of your life, goodness and mercy will follow you. The next decade, 10 to 20, as you follow the Lord, as you make the Lord your Savior, your Lord, goodness and mercy will follow you. 21 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60, 60 to 70, 70 to 80. Now, the bracket in which I fall, 80 to 90. Goodness and mercy will still keep on following me. Why will you cheat yourself out of this abundant and super abundant life that comes to you? It says surely. Somebody shout surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord forever. That's not talking about church building. I want to pack my load and my bed. I want to go to the house of the Lord and stay in the church. No, we don't live in the church forever. When we cross over, we go to live in the mansion on high. And there is a mansion with your name attached onto it. And as you give your life to the Lord and you say, Lord, here I am, I want this process of the super abundant supply in my life. It is yours in Jesus' name. Look at point number two here. Point number two is the possession of superseding sanctification. Don't let that word sanctification blow you away. It just means having the nature of the Savior, who is the sanctifier. You see, when God created Adam and Eve, he said, let us make man in our image. That image of God in our likeness, that likeness of God is what the Bible now wraps together and gives this great big vocabulary, sanctification. It means you will have the nature of God. It means you will have the likeness of God. It means you will not be like Satan. Amen. You will not be like the corrupted, defiled, depraved man. The Lord will make you special. Remember, when Adam and Eve were created and it came out from the hand of God, pure, holy, sanctified, cleansed. It brought purity more than that. It brought power more than that. It brought authority more than that. It brought every other thing. And now they were the king of the universe, and the power was not given to any other one. The power that was taken from Lucifer, Adam now had, because they had the likeness of God. The likeness of God is a ruling nature. The likeness of God is a nature of dominion. And because they were created in that likeness of God, in the image of God, that's why he stood tall. Have you seen all the other animals? They crawled. But the king of the whole universe here on earth is stood on his feet. And he stood in authority. And he will sanctify you. Nothing, you know, in life, sometimes you hear the voice, go this way, and another voice will say, go that other way. Two voices speaking in the heart of the man, and there's confusion. It's like, on the one hand, there's John, the beloved, in the heart. On the other side of the heart, there's Judas Iscariot. And one heart says, well, John, the beloved, in your heart there, believe him. And then the other voice says, the voice of Judas, betray him. One voice says, crown him. The other voice says, crucify him. All in the same heart. But now, when you come to the Lord, you are saved. That other voice, the voice of Judas Iscariot inside your tummy there, the Lord will silence it forever. The voice that says, deny him. God will silence that forever. And then he purifies you and he gives you the original nature. Original, not fake, not made in that other place, made in heaven. Somebody shout amen. Amen. We're told in Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. That's where you are now. There shall be deliverance here tonight. And there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess, tell me, the house of Jacob shall possess. There's a reason I want to hear you. The house of Jacob shall possess. You see, it's possessions in the plural. Possessions in the plural. What are the possessions of the house of Jacob? Of the people of God? Of the people who are called by God tonight? Forgiveness. Seeing he is a son of Abraham, why shouldn't he have salvation? Salvation is come to this house. And she, being a daughter of Abraham, healing, health, deliverance has come. And then being a child of God through Christ Jesus, the likeness and the nature and the image of God will be implanted in your heart tonight. And when Jesus went about, the people wondered how God has given such power unto man. I welcome you to the territory, to the arena of the manifestation of power tonight in Jesus' name. All that I need is in Jesus. Salvation, sanctification, healing, deliverance, dominion, authority, boldness, courage, power, fearlessness, protection, preservation, security. Everything is yours tonight. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be healed. Give me a good amen. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will overcome every power of the enemy. That's what the Lord is calling you for. You are saved, you can be sanctified. Actually, Jesus prayed and said, sanctify them through the truth. Through the truth. When do we hear that truth? We hear the truth over here on the crusade field. We hear the truth in the church. We hear the truth as we read it. Anywhere we hear the truth, whether on the crusade field or in a church building, ye will be sanctified, because it says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Save them through thy truth. Heal them through thy truth. Transfer them from darkness to light through thy truth. The truth has come to you. Miracle has come to you. Amen. A good, good amen. Look at number three here. Number three is the price of supernatural strength. Supernatural strength. It's the supernatural strength that makes you unique. I'm looking at Samson, and Samson was born under a prophetic word. And the prophetic word so worked in his life. He was special. He was unique. And he'll carry the gates and the poles and the pillars of the gate of the enemy. Your time has come. Nothing will tie you down. Evil will not tie you down. Weakness will not tie you down. And all your past, what you've done in the past, where you've been in the past, will not tie you down. The day of power has come. I said, the day of power has come. Because there is the possibility of supernatural strength in your life. Because Christ has paid the price for you. Saved by the price he paid. Sanctified by the price he paid. Baptized, immersed, enveloped in the Holy Ghost by the price he paid. Strengthening to stand, to be steadfast, to be righteous, and to overcome every power that may come against your life. That power is now available. Because we are told in Acts chapter 1, reading from verse 8, and ye shall receive, tell me, does it say ye shall receive weakness? No, we don't need to pray to receive weakness. We're already weak from birth. But now we come to the Lord. And the power of forgiveness we have. The power of freedom we have. And the power to set others free we have. He shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Understand? Holy Ghost will not come to unholy heart, unrighteous heart, ungodly heart. The heart is made holy at salvation. We have happiness, joy, sanctification. We have that holiness. And then in the baptism in the Holy Ghost, we have the high power strength of heaven on us. He shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I want you to imagine what you will look like I want you to imagine how strong you will feel on the inside. If just at this time, the Holy Ghost makes choice of you as a vessel, and it comes upon you with all the power that Elijah had, with all the authority that Elisha had, with all the inspiration that David had as he wrote those psalms, and with all the prophetic insight of Isaiah, and with all the authoritative, creative power for healing like Peter had. I want you to imagine if that Holy Ghost in power comes upon you, you will not be an ordinary man. You'll not be an ordinary woman, because you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. I need a better amen there. What he's saying is that when you have the power of the Holy Ghost will hold you and lead you from your Jerusalem and lead you to some unto Judea. Extend your life, extend your work, extend your strength, extend your profitability, your usefulness. He'll take you from Judea, he'll take you to Samaria, he'll take you from there to the uttermost part of the earth. You will travel and you'll go places, and everywhere you go, you will be the power carrier of the Almighty God, because of the decision you take today that will make the Lord your Savior, the Lord your Shepherd, the Lord your Redeemer. Are you able to say, I know that my Shepherd, my Savior, my Redeemer liveth? That's where we start. That's where we're going to start now. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You have a great privilege, a priceless privilege, a precious privilege, a privilege we cannot joke with tonight, that you give yourself sincerely unto Christ, the Shepherd and the Bishop of your soul. You say, I turn away from darkness, I turn away from sin, and I turn to my Savior so that his salvation will come to me. It will come now. And everything you had lost through Satan, through sinfulness, you have restoration tonight in Jesus' name. Raise up your hand there. I take Jesus as my Savior. I take Jesus as my Lord. I take Jesus as my Shepherd. I take Jesus as the final and the full supplier in my life. Where are you? Raise up that hand. God bless you there. Today is the day of decision for you, and it's going to give you a turning around forever. Raise up that hand. Stand up wherever you are. Wonderful, wonderful. God bless you. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Anywhere you are, this is a great day, and everyone is looking on the field here right now, looking at the people who are saying, this is the kind of life I want. Because Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. So you raise up your hand and you stand up. There is no other thing to do, just to say, Lord, I belong to you. Lord, I leave my past and I cleave unto Christ, my Savior. I come. You have come to me. I come to you. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall the saved, forgiven. It's happening to you right now. I'm praying with you. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your calling. Thank you for what you are doing right now. All these people have come. They know that in their own strength, they cannot live successfully right. And so they come and they're making Jesus their Savior and their Lord. Lord, receive every one of them without exception in Jesus' name. And from this day, goodness and mercy will follow them. The joy of salvation will be burst in them right now in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, these are the people you died for. Give them forgiveness, give them salvation, and give them complete freedom from the past in Jesus' name. It's done. It's done. All the judgment and everything of the past finished and rolled away. Thank you, Lord. They are saved. Say, I am saved. The Lord confirmed that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Somebody there shout, Amen. Keep on standing. Our counselors will come to you there and they'll ask the details from you. Give them the correct details they're asking for. Our moderating pastor will come tonight and lead us in this session of counseling. Thank you and God bless you.
Come you into the kingdom of God. I rejoice with you that your names are written in the book of life. It's a great privilege. You are transferred from darkness to light, from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. To help you better, please make sure you fill the information slip. If you have not received, wave your hands at the counselors so that they can locate you and give you one. And if you are watching online and you have given your life to Christ tonight, there is a link below your player. Please visit that link, fill out the form, and submit, so that we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. You are listening online. There's a link below your player. Check out the link. Fill it. Fill the form there and submit, so that we can be of better help to you also. If you are listening via the radio or television, and you just gave your life to Christ, please, we need your details. We need to help you further. So you send your name, your phone number, and your location address to us via SMS or WhatsApp on this number. +234 915 444 9263. You are listening on radio or television and you are giving your life to Christ. Please send your details to us, your name, phone number, and your location address, SMS or WhatsApp on this number, +234 915 444 9263. And for those who are in the various locations, across the nations. There will be a special meeting, Lunch Hour with Jesus, for all those who gave their lives to Christ. The meeting will be tomorrow in your various locations by 3 p.m. 3 p.m. in your various locations. The program moderators in your various locations will give you more details about that. But for the Alpha location here, 3 p.m. tomorrow, we expect you at Hall 2 for Lunch Hour with Jesus, 3 p.m. tomorrow. And then there will be Converse Rally after the crusade, after the GCK. Converse Rally will come up all over on Sunday 29th. Sunday 29th. That's when the Converse Rally will come up. In the Alpha location here, the Converse Rally will take place at our various group headquarters. So, as you fill your details, we are going to reach out to you so that you will know where is the group headquarters nearest to your address. And if you are in other locations outside the Alpha locations, the program moderators there will be telling you where the locations will be. But it will be on Sunday 29th in the various locations by 3 p.m. And then the banquets for those at the Alpha location here is also taking place at that time. Then there will be online banquets for all those who are watching online. Please, as you send in your details to us online, we are going to reach back to you and tell you how the online banquet will go. It will also come up on the 29th, Sunday 29th of this month. Counselors, please make sure you capture all the converts, get all their details, and make sure the details are useful. Make sure the telephone numbers are complete. Make sure the location addresses are well written, spelled out, so that we can be able to reach out to them. If you are done with the counseling, please, the supervisors, you wave at me so that I will know when we are done. While we are waiting, this is the night of great possession. Just bow your heads and begin to enter into your possession by faith. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Counselors, we are waiting for you. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. It's possession nights. Spiritual possessions, ministerial possessions, academic possessions, professional possessions, financial possessions, medical health possessions. You will possess all your possessions. Procreation in your family, pregnancy possessions, end to barrenness, possessing your possession. It's a possession night, night of possession. Please, counselors, we are waiting. I'm still waiting for signals. Pray. Don't just be looking up and down. Don't just be looking up and down. If you have possession to possess, then you take a step and take your portion from the possession room. Take a step. Enter into the room by faith. Take your own portion. Take your portion. Husband, take your portion. Wife, take your portion. Professionals, take your portion. Students, take your portion. Young adults, take your portion. Grandfather, grandma, take your portion. Ministers, take your portion. Counselors, I'm waiting for you, please. Take your portion. Okay? What about by my far left? Okay. Let's rise up. Rise into your possession. The man of God is coming. You will possess your possession.
Another amen. Whatever you need, everything is supplied tonight. Healing supplied. Deliverance supplied. Freedom supplied. Overcoming the great enemy in your life, all supplied. Triumph, conquering power supplied. The Lord put testimony in your mouth. Joy in your heart. And the assurance of possession upon every life in Jesus' name. You raise up your hand. If you're sick, you lay the hand on where the sickness is. If you're not sick, but you're asking for another possession, lay that hand on your heart, on the left-hand side of your chest. Possession. Possession. You will testify. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you, we love you, we honor you, we adore you, that you came so that everyone will have life, life in abundance, will have health, health in abundance, will have dominion, dominion extraordinaire. Lord, we're asking this possession that you have purchased for everyone, bring it down to everyone tonight in Jesus' name. The sick, you are not sick anymore. You have healing and healing in abundance. Lord, I pray every pain in their body, take it away in Jesus' name. Every disease, sickness, illness, touch them now. This is why you came. You went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Take that oppression away. Take that infirmity away. And take that sickness away from their body in Jesus' name. Whatever the name of the sickness, however long the sickness had been there, Lord, tonight effect a mighty healing upon everyone in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray those who have been going on under the attack, the affliction of the enemy who came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I pray, Lord, all that destruction, all that affliction, Lord, take it away in Jesus' name. Relieve them from every oppression. Any yoke in your life, Lord Jesus, break the yoke from every life. I pray that the anointing that breaks the yoke will come upon everyone, and your yokes, your affliction, the curse, everything is taken away. Open those deaf ears. Loose the dumb tongue. Brighten the dim eyesight. Open the eyes of the blind. Take the madness, the insanity away from their brain. Make them have a mind that is now upright and strong. I pray that every joint that is stiff, arthritis, take the arthritis away. And those who could not stand, make them stand. Those who could not walk, make them walk. And I pray that every need in your life is supplied. There's no barrenness anymore. Receive your miracle children in Jesus' name. There's no failure anymore. There's no defeat anymore. The Lord turned your defeat and failure to success in Jesus' name. There's no premature death anymore. Lord, bring life, long life to everyone. Nobody missing their possession tonight. Miracle upon you. On the right, miracle. On the left, miracle. In front of me, brother, sister, there, miracle. At the far back there, miracle. Online, over the radio, and over the television, miracle. Miracle in abundance. Everything you desired, the Lord has given unto you. Accept, believe, confess. You possess everything you confess. Thank you, Lord. Say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Say from the bottom of your heart, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. I'm moderating, Pastor.